All right, you do know what day it is, and you do know what time it is, and yes, this is the Insight Hour, and we are going to have ourselves an hour tonight. It's very special. Me and Sherry Kane, the investigative extraordinaire, are going to be sitting in for Dr. Len Horowitz, who is busy preparing for the Coast to Coast show. He'll be joining us for the invocation and then going back to his important research to prepare for that show. So me and Sherry are going to be carrying the rest of the show, and we plan to talk a lot about what's in the news and how it all relates to alternative medicine. Without further ado, I want to tell you that I am R.J. Hampton, and the next voice you hear will be Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Well, thank you, RJ. I appreciate the opportunity to have you be on the show tonight, and thank you so much for filling in for me. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Let's give an invocation up to Creator. Glorious Creator, we praise you for all of the blessings you administer so freely, forever giving, forever giving, forever giving your glory. Through the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, and uplifted in your Holy Spirit of divine love, we thank you and praise you forever and ever. We ask for a special blessing tonight for all the listeners of not just the Insight Hour tonight, but starting next hour, we thank you for all the listeners on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, where we're going to have a special get-together, a talk story into the realm of holistic medicine and all of the devious manipulations of those who are stupid compared to your glory. And those who wish to manipulate what you have created, we ask for a complete elimination, to go to a place where no man dwells. In fact, in the name of the blessed Messiah, Yeshua, we demand that any negativity, any blockage of reception and communication, and any type of interference with not just tonight's program, but the truth that shall set us free, go to a place now on planet Earth and off Earth, on out of the entire, not just solar system, but the universe. We ask in the name of the blessed Messiah, Yeshua, that it goes to a place where no person, no entity dwells, to leave we the people free to rejoice in your glory, in your divine harmony, in your 528 love, Aloha Spirit. We love you, we thank you, and we ask for a special blessing, not only for the listeners of both programs tonight, that the truth that shall set us free be heard, that we develop greater levels of discernment, that our hearts open to the great intuition and communication from your heavenly throne, so that we can be all that we can be in service to you divinely, and that we shall know the truth that shall set us free instinctively, intuitively, that clear channel broadcast from you, from your heart to us, to our hearts, shall reside in all of those, for the 144,000 uplift, to those who have been saved by your love, by your grace, by those who have ears to hear the truth that shall set everyone free. We praise you for your glory, and we praise you for administering this through your angels of communication and your angels of protection. May we, the people, your humble servants, your 144,000, be protected in your divine love, and that as we speak your truth, may we be inspired by your love and glory and divine inspiration to live and fulfill our destiny. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen.
Oh, thank you for that, Dr. Len. I know you got to hurry and get back with your preparations for the show, and it is going to be an exciting show because you're going to be talking about a very serious subject as to what was going on at the Denver airport and how that ties into alternative medicine and the futuristic way in which people are heralding what kind of order we're going to be living in and what kind of world we're going to be living in. And it's all about symbology and about what people are trying to impinge upon our eyes as we're passing through the universe. And I look forward to that. You know, it's kind of interesting because right now in the mainstream press, we're having a lot of talk about medical experimentation, a lot of talk about whether or not things are safe. We have the Supreme Court getting ready to hear a lot of the autism It's coming down to a boiling pot of conclusions that all lead to the fact that there were people dealing with us that were not so, and I'm going easy on them. I'm going real easy on them. I tell them that they didn't go, they didn't do what they needed to do, that they put the dollar over our welfare and our being. And all one has to do is begin to do their own due diligence and see that there are a lot of anomalies that are going on within the medical community, and that there is a whole lot of different things that are going down that we need answers to. We shouldn't be the last ones to know. Hey, I hear you out there. Come on in.
Hi, how are you, RJ?
Oh, fine, Sherry. I know it was you. I should get you in here and let you have it. You picked up the phone, so let's see what you got going on there to piggyback on what I just said, because it is true that we're going in a direction where people want us to think one way, but then there's those of us who have studied and have done our due diligence to know that this is counterproductive to good health.
Well, there's one major suggestion for everybody out there. Turn off your television. I think that if people realize that they're being manipulated by the television, because when you stay away from the television for a while, you have a different perspective. Then you start to do research, you start to go to the library, you start to read books, you start to research the internet, and look for other ways to really get your information. And then you can find out really the truth about a lot of things, where the mainstream media, which is funded by Big Pharma, owned by Big Pharma, they're one and the same people. They're promoting their own products, including the deadly vaccinations that they're telling you need to take during the flu season. Otherwise, everybody's going to get sick because they have an agenda. And so once we realize that, then we all wake up. But I think staying away, it's like it's something we grew up with, the television. It's been a part of everybody's life, from I Love Lucy to the Brady Bunch. I mean, and then the news, Fox News, CNN, we're all into it. We got to get away from it.
Yeah, you know, advertisement, when you think back to the 50s, the 40s, and how powerful the Hollywood movie star cast system was in endorsing different products, like Betty Davis, she was all into milk. I mean, when you even think about it, like dairy or wheat or bread, what makes a Hollywood movie star an expert on health? And when you put that to the future, you fast forward, you can see where Penn and Teller, what do they know about health? But yet they're out there endorsing vaccinations are good. I don't understand why you all don't want to get your vaccinations. You know, it's Hollywood hype that pays the bills that, you know, go ahead.
Well, it's the marketing campaign that they run on. They put the spokesperson out there that everybody looks up to, and they say, well, if Betty Davis is doing it, then I want to be doing it. If she, you know, can look so good and wow, I envy her, then I better drink some more milk. And so the same thing they're doing with the drugs and the pharmaceuticals. You see Sally Fields on TV talking about the bone medicine, Bonevia. There's a commercial that she does, and I just caught it. Even though I don't watch very much TV, once in a while I do catch the news just to see what the agenda is out there. You got to know what the people in the enemy camp's thinking before, you know. And they do have plans, and what they're putting out to the public is really sad. But she's out there promoting Bonevia. I believe that's the drug.
Well, you got Rachel Ray, who's promoting Gardasil.
Exactly.
These people are not going to be standing next to you when you have to go to court. They are not going to, you can't say, well, Rachel said it was okay. You
right.
See how they're taking you out of the arena for where you could get justice and putting you into this here media hype, of which this person's going to have to say, you had to do your due diligence. And that's what we're asking everybody to do. I would like to hear from you out there tonight.
Right.
I'd like to hear your stories about what's going on in your neighborhood about this whole thing, because we're into the flu season again, folks. And this time, they've prepared to make sure that they sell and dispense every last drop of these here new vaccines. It's gearing up.
Well, and you know, another thing is that if you look at who's funding Rachel Ray and also Dr. Oz, who's heavily promoting the vaccinations, you have Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey is the richest woman on the planet. People look up to her. They say, well, she's an elite person in the people's eyes. So if somebody as wealthy and rich as Oprah is in support of all the drugs and vaccinations out there, even Bill Gates, he's another one, just like Oprah. These people are out there, and they're the spokesmodels for these drugs, for these vaccinations. They're telling you, take it. I'm really, really rich. I know. Like, you know, everybody's looking at them. Okay, if I follow their lead, maybe then I'll become wealthy too. I mean, there's also this subliminal message behind it of that, like the status quo, and people are always looking to follow that. Again, stay away from your television sets.
The other thing is that there's this compromise that people are placed into in terms of having their children and being able to keep their children as they refuse to get them vaccinated. And so a lot of parents are really fearful about having their children taken away from them or having the stigma of being a bad person because they don't go and have the vaccines and do their shots. The other side of that is we've had too many people now. I'm looking at my cousin, and his name was Lionel. He just died Friday. And in our family, longevity was something to be envied. I mean, nobody died until they were 96 years old, but that wonderful, wonderful thing was not passed on to the future generation, and I truly believe that he was one of the earlier ones who were vaccinated, and these are the people who are starting to succumb to these really strange cancers and heart disease and other things like that, because I think that within the DNA of all of these different bacterias and the vaccines, they are passing that on to us, and we're succumbing, and our children are succumbing. More childhood leukemia is on the rise. But I know that for everything that man does, the Creator can undo, and I think that's fundamentally where we're going with this, to get the good news out that there are ways to repair the damage that has been done, that God would not abdicate or leave us in the lurch. He's got a solution, and that solution has to do in what Dr. Len talks about. It's in the water. It's in the water itself. Maybe we should talk a little bit about the Oxy Silver and the affiliate program, because I'll tell you something, Reverend Roxy had a cold. I had a cold, a humdinger of a cold, and last night Sherry and Len suggested I take some Zoolife and some
Oxy Silver,
and immediately I held it in my mouth. By the time I finished swallowing it, I could feel some relief that I was chasing these little buggers away, that they weren't having a chance to take hold. I woke up this morning with less mucus. I'm a little bit cloggy and a little bit groggy, but it is important for you to understand, man, this stuff works. Sherry,
yeah,
tell me about it.
Oxy Silver is really, really incredible. It's the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it was actually used by NASA astronauts to keep them healthy in space. So I've used Oxy Silver. I can definitely be a live testimony now. RJ, she's a live testimony to the fact that Oxy Silver really works. You take it, we take three capfuls when we're not feeling well with prayer three times a day, and believe me, it knocks it out. Although we're not allowed to say that. The FDA came really hard down on Dr. Horowitz for saying that. So now we have to say the FDA word we can't use. I mean, it's just, think about it. Why would the FDA come down on something so heavily? Because it really affects their antibiotic market.
Well, yeah, and now the FDA is under the UN, under the World Health Organization, and so been tied into Codex Alimentarius and to their regulation of certain supplements and things like that. They started in 1962. They culminated in it being put into action on December 31st, 2009. So we're into the first year of the application of Codex Alimentarius, and that's where you're starting to see a disappearing of the supplements off your shelves. The people who've been providing these supplements to you are being targeted individuals. But Dr. Len realizes that he's at the forefront of modeling, not caving in to the, how does he say, to the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. You know what I'm saying? He knows who we're up against. It's for the sheeple to get their heads out of, you know, and go ahead and understand that there is a plan, and it all has to do with the money. It goes back so many centuries. These people have had a hold on us, and it goes so far back, and it has to do with Germany, because they were the first alchemists and the first chemical manufacturers, and then moves to the United States. I mean, when you look at the history of sulfuric acid, when you begin to look at the discoveries you realize how people capitalize, and sometimes they were not looking out. Well, most of the time, they were certainly not looking out for our best interest. And this is why we've had this haphazard discovery of wonder medicines, and then the cover-up of them not being so wonderful, and then the damage that it does. They then come and they say, but this is a new one.
Yeah, and the Codex Alimentarius is interesting because they are really regulating all our vitamins, all the supplements, and now they're going to come back on the shelves new and improved with whatever they want to put in them. No longer is it going to be natural, and things are not going to be unpasteurized. Everything's going to be pasteurized. Everything's going to be the way they want them to be, and they're going to put some heavy stuff in there that's not going to make us any better than we are. It's going to make us worse. So I wouldn't trust. I mean, it's like finding the razor blade in the apple. That's the way I see Big Pharma. I mean, I see them extremely evil. If you really want to read up on any of what we were talking about earlier, the vaccination waivers, like if you don't want to send your kids to school and get them vaccinated, there are vaccinational waivers available online. There's also a lot of information about the risks of vaccines that Dr. Horowitz has on his website. It's if you go to tetrahedron.org/articles/vaccine_awareness, or you can email me. Go to tetrahedron.org and just click on the articles link. That should take you right there instead of going through all this. But if you want to email me, my email is sherrykane@gmail.com, and I can send you directly to the link. Otherwise, go to tetrahedron.org and click on the articles link. It has so much information. Dr. Horowitz has done years of research in this, and he has investigated these people that are actually producing these vaccinations that are out there to harm everybody. And also, he's also researched how you can get out of getting these vaccinations, having your children vaccinating, which is really important to know, because I know I don't have any children, and I know RJ doesn't either, but if we did, the last thing we would want to do is get our children vaccinated.
Well, you know, I think it starts them out in a disadvantage. I think that everybody needs to understand children don't need fever. I don't care how small it is. And whenever you do these vaccinations, you create and you heighten the temperature within the little body. This can't be tolerated. That's why a lot of people have been successful in avoiding autism and all kinds of genetic damage and epilepsy and all kinds of things that have come from vaccination. They've altered it and put it off and held it off until their children were at school age, and it was the absolute last thing they had to do. So they are not injecting toxic substances into their young bodies. People cave in. I find it to be almost impossible to believe that we live in a democracy and where we're not allowed to have a say over our sovereign bodies, that they have been given over to these people to make the decisions. It's a very scary thing, but not to the point where we cannot overcome it by beginning to resist. And that in itself is the movement. To resist their areas of expertise and to question everything that they say and take it to the hoop. Just take it to the hoop. Take nothing for granted. Bet it out. All sides. And keep an open mind. Oh, that's the most important thing, is to pray and keep an open mind, to ask the Creator to give you the wisdom, to point you to the truth, not to have someone else tell you and you trust. Don't be lazy. Not in the 21st century. Not in the 21st century. You have to vet it out for the sake of future generation and for yourself, too.
So thank you so much, RJ. You always have so much wisdom to offer, and I love to hear from you. If you want to go back into talking about the affiliate program, and it's really important that everybody knows that we have the best products out there, and you can partner with us by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's free to join. You get a free website and a link, and all you do is you just sign up, and then you'll get your link, and you can get a banner, and you can post that on your own personal website, and then anybody that clicks on it will go to your affiliate link, and anything that's purchased off of that link, you will get commission check on, and if somebody you know purchases something from your link, you'll get one, and it'll go down to 4 people. So 4 referrals you have, decide for yourself. So it's a really good way for you to partner and also help us out there, spread the word about the deadliness of the World Health Organization, because now we have the Healthy World Organization, which is the answer to that. And you know, there's so many listings out there if you want to find out exactly what's in the vaccinations and that you're injecting into yourself and into your children. I mean, you have like the monkey kidney tissue, you have squalene, you have the spermicide in there. Spermicide. Now, why would anybody want to put spermicide? It's like they took everything out of the garbage can and stuck it into a syringe and injected it. Spermicide is to prevent you from having children, to make you sterile. That's the only reason I could see putting any kind of spermicide into a vaccination. It doesn't seem like it goes.
No, I think they use it to denature some of the bacteria and things that are in. And when you think about what spermicides are, you'd have to go and look at some of the chemicals. One of them, I do believe, is formalin. And I guess it would be Dr. Len who'd be able to tell us next week exactly what and how that all works. But definitely, they are putting chemicals in these things because they need to kill the live vaccine or the live aspect of the vaccine and then filter it out. Problem is that a lot of the things that they say they're trying to filter out don't get filtered out. And so they leave them in. And when you think about billions and billions and billions and billions of cells that make up the vaccine, we can't afford to have 2% come running through our veins, because that 2% could, boom, create the kind of cancer epidemic that we are seeing today, and that over a period of over just 50 years, I would say, no, 60 years, I would say, we have seen a rise in all of the cancers. And I know this makes the Rockefeller people very happy, because then they get to experiment. As the rise of cancer comes, they get to experiment on all their cancer vaccines and all their other things. As people are desperate to cure themselves, they go to the evil people, and they basically push them over the cliff.
And they also target very, very poor demographic areas where people need money, and they give them money to take these trials. They say, oh, we have a new vaccine testing, and they go, and a lot of these people are on drugs already. They don't mind taking another injection, and then they make a couple bucks out of it. But what does it get that person? It gets the person sick. It gets the person not able to care for themselves because they have no insurance. They're out on the street. What are they going to do? It leaves them to death.
And they track them.
Exactly. Who knows what they're injecting? A lot of evidence points to the fact that they are injecting now some kind of a tracking device into people.
Well, I think also people need to talk about the mycoplasma. That's what, you know, they say that can be impregnated into a needle. So it doesn't even need to be in the vaccine, and I think it would be behoove us to vet that one out in terms of technology. See, what's important is that you look at the side that is evil, and it has to be a naive person out there in America or the world in itself that doesn't believe that there's dark forces out there who are trying to do some nasty, nasty things. That's the history of man in the world. So when you start to get hip, not too hip, because that'll make you, oh, well, anyhow, what we're going to do is talk to you about the realities and how they all come crashing together today. I don't know if anybody noticed it, but Warren Buffett told everybody to invest in the stock market. Now, I know that when Warren Buffett tells me to invest in the stock market, I need to invest in gold and silver.
It means don't invest in the stock market. Do the opposite, because he wants all your money before it's going to crash.
Oh, that's paper. What you need to do is get physical, folks. Like what's that lady from Australia, the one that did Greece? She said, let's get physical, physical.
Well, let me do it, John.
She was talking, and she wasn't talking about sex. She was talking about, hey, silver and gold, get physical. Hold something that is of value. They are. And now I want you to do something. When you tie all this in, think about it. They've got us by health. They got us economically. They're trying to turn us into a socialist nation. And it's too late. So what's going to happen? It's going to be a big crash. They're going to tell us we can't use oxy-silver and all these things to make ourselves well, and they won't produce anything that will help people get sick. So we might as well just do what we know we need to do. And listen, folks, if they say black, you think white. If they think white, you think black. That's the way it's got to be. At least explore. Have doubt. You're entitled to your doubt.
Exactly. And, you know, you can look at look at what's happened. Look at how many people have Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. That just didn't come out of nowhere. I mean, and a lot of it is people are blaming it on the fact that there is mercury in the vaccinations, and there is mercury. There's a neurotoxin called thimerosal that's a mercury-based neurotoxin, and that is known to cause these diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
And it was grandfathered. It was grandfathered. So it never had safety testing. It was grandfathered from the 1930s into the FDA. So they've never even had to do any studies on that.
Right.
And they're so belligerent about it. Oh, this has been grandfathered in. You got to go with it because they've been doing it forever.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
That's
been done
science.
Before they even had the accurate testing to test it. So now it's just been there long enough and it's just swept through the cracks and people are still getting autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. Autism is a new one.
Yeah.
But that also comes, it's a new one that it's coming from the same thing. But
they're
adding a little.
It's horrible. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, the other side of this whole thing is the good news. And the good news is that one of the more powerful books that Alain has ever written, I believe, is Healing Celebrations. And I think that tonight he's going to be covering that on Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Being the good news, after you realize that they got the train wreck all set up, you yourself have to stay healthy in spite of it. And so knowing about the five elements of detox and getting healthy is part of that book. And I think he's going to be offering that book, isn't he, as one of the...
Yeah, it's actually going to be offered in the packages. He has a flu package, and he also has a radio show package special that he's going to be offering. One is going to be offering the Healing Celebrations DVD. The other one's going to be offering the book. When people purchase the package, they get a free DVD or a free book, depending on the package. So it's really great, and he's so knowledgeable on that because he's been doing this research for years. He's been studying, and, you know, it's not all about, you know, it's all about how the body works, but also he understands the way these people operate. And you have to know how these people operate in order for you to really understand what you need to do. What is it that what their goal is? And that's what he knows. He knows their goal. He's been studying for a really long time. He knows what their intentions are. He knows the ingredients they're putting in these deadly vaccinations. And he knows why they're doing it. And now he also knows how to prevent yourself from getting sick. God forbid you shall get a vaccination or be forced to. A lot of nurses out there are forced to get vaccinated because they want to keep their jobs. I get letters all the time. How do I do it? A lot of people, children are forced to get vaccinated because they want to put their children in school. Now, what are the solutions for this? I mean, how do you stop? And again, go to tetrahedron.org, look up the articles, look up the waivers, email me. I can give you, if you're a nurse out there, if you really don't agree with the way the system works, I know other women and men that have been nurses that have defected from this whole hospital organizations and medical industries, and that they say, oh, well, now we're not going to deal with that anymore. We're going to go to the alternative side because we know that it's immoral what they're forcing us to do. So I just want everybody to know that you have a choice out there. It's not, you know, don't be in this abusive life because you feel like you have to be. It's like any other abusive relationship. Life is not supposed to be this way. I never believed it ever since I was a kid, and I ran away from the big needle that the nurse tried to give me in the school when I was 6 years old, 5 years old, waiting in the line at the nurse's office with the other kids. I saw a syringe that looked about a foot long, and I ran down the hallway when I saw, and the nurse chased me up and down the hallway. It was like a cartoon. And I never got that shot, but then they called my mother up, and they told my mother that I ran away from the needle, and boy, did she get upset with me. She never understood, like a lot of parents, a lot of your relatives out there don't understand that I was actually doing the right thing. I had the instincts to run away.
Protecting the sanctity of your blood, which is what we're told to do in the Bible. There are many biblical verses about the blood and protecting it and protecting the sanctity and not mixing it with vile substances. You see, folks, there's a thing called defense mechanisms, and one of them is rationalization and projection. And what happens is that we rationalize things away, things that are important for us to critically think about. We just dismiss because, oh, that's just the way everybody does it. This is not going to help us in the end, because soon enough you're going to understand what we all know. And when you do, it's not for you to get all upset. It's for you to make sure that you're not a target. And how do you do that? By fortifying your immune system, by fortifying your faith, by fortifying your relationships with other people, like attracts like in the universe of plenty. Find those people that you can groove with, that you can talk to, that are into being their higher self. This is not the time to get base and debase. Those people will suffer, and it will be of a physical kind. Don't participate in the over-excessive, indulgent American lifestyle. Stop eating all that sugar and drinking all that phosphoric acid and all these sodas. It's time for us to leave the candy bars on the shelf. It's time for us to tell corporate America that we've had enough and that we don't want their vile and dangerously addictive foods and chemical preparations within our bodies. And when we start to do that, when we start to boycott these things, even the water. I mean, what was it? They're starting to deal with the water. People can't even drink water without it having something in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be adulterated, but if it's adulterated, it's not water. Isn't that right?
Exactly. I mean, it's what they're doing is in every way possible, they're making us ingest poisons, and it's really a shame that they're tainting everything that God naturally gave us. The Creator gave us all these beautiful things naturally, to water to drink that's pure, but no, it has to be touched by man, and that's really sad because it never was meant to be like that. So if you can think like that, you can change the way you think. Dehydration, alkalining your body. You know, you can use lemon and put it in water, lemon or lime, and you can create alkaline water doing that if you don't have the best drinking water. But get yourself a really good drinking system. They actually have a great water system on the Healthy World store if you really, you know, are interested in getting a great water system with the best water I've ever tasted.
Yeah, you know.
And if not, if you can't afford it, if it's not something in your interest, you know, that you want to do right now, take lemon and lime, squeeze it in your water, try to, you know, get at least a water filter, a basic water filter on your water because you need that. And, you know, you'll see a difference. You'll taste a difference, and your body will feel so much better.
Yeah, because I think what happened was is that we've been inundated by radiation, and I truly believe that our hypothalamus is that water center, our thirst center, has been tampered with. And so you really need to consciously be thinking about drinking water, whereas it used to be a natural occurrence. People are always hydrating themselves, but for some reason, something has happened. I believe it's all the sugar that's in society because it drives the water out of the body. Sugar is a very large molecule, and alcohol made from sugar. So these molecules drive the water out of the body and make the body acid. That's where the healing celebration comes in. You can break that chain of dependency, and you can begin to understand how you can overcome disease by just making some real serious changes in your life and getting educated on what the body needs and give it to them. That's
exactly
the hooray of it all.
And then also do a full body cleanse. I mean, do a colon cleanse, do a kidney cleanse. You know, we have another product called GI Flora Pro that is an amazing colon cleanse. And we have the Zeolife, which if you've been vaccinated, it's a great thing to take because it will cleanse your blood. You'll get rid of the vaccinations if you take Zeolife. So there's a lot of great products we offer. There's a lot of other products on the Internet that, you know, are also good. I mean, we definitely need to cleanse your body out. You need to cleanse, drink a lot of water, a lot of fluid, alkaline water, and pray, prayer, have faith. And, you know, cut out the red meat because I think there's a lot of hormones in there lately these days, worse than ever. And I know a few people that stopped eating meat for a while, and as soon as they started eating it again, they got deadly sick. So there's got to be something wrong with that. You don't need to live off of red meat.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. You know, when you think about how America was built and how what was important, the cattle. And here in Hawaii, beef was a very important a staple of the Hawaiians, and when you look today at the Hawaiian nation, you can see with the pork and the beef how the diseases have taken shape and their balance has become somewhat off kilter, to say the least. To say the least.
If you look at it in this way and think, oh well, if I eat that piece of meat, it might turn into a tumor on my body somewhere. You might stay away from the meat twice.
You know, as a matter of fact, Dr. Eva Lee Sneed, who passed like 2 years ago, she said that in the meat, all the meat, there's a thing called SV40, and that's because it's in the vaccines that they give to the animals, and that cannot be cooked out. So we're taking these things into our bodies, and they're roaming around in our blood and in our hooking onto our DNA. And the thing about it is, they know. You see, when you do your backtrack studies and your due diligence, you can see where it says, oh my goodness, the naked gene, this causes cancer. This allows the cancer gene to shut down so it can proliferate. oh my goodness. Well, then you put it forward and you say, well, if it's in all the meat, then maybe I should stop eating meat because what? I don't want to get this bug. But a lot of us, we've already done it, but we can overcome it. That's the deal. That's the solution. That's what they don't want you to know, is that there is an ability for the body to heal itself and to overcome everything that man has invented. And short of the nuclear bomb and being in the wrong part of the world when it goes off, you know.
Wrong place,
wrong time. But that's
yeah.
not our karma. That's not our karma. Our karma is to make sure that we give you, like our show says, the insight to be able to make the decisions, because the time of absolute certainty never comes. You're going to have to make a decision, folks. A lot of you out there say, oh, well, you can do some serious talking there, Rev Roxy. And I say, yes, and I can back it up with the fact that you've got to make good decisions if you're going to survive up to that moment that you meet the Creator and let that Creator adjourn you and around you and surround you be your like self. That's what it's about. So if you really, really want to get in tune with the Creator, read, pray, gather together and share your experiences, because in sharing your experiences, you can get information and you can form patterns that may help you in your local community understand what might be going on as they bring us this battle for death and disease into our arena, which is our neighborhood. You know, schools are turning into clinics and prisons are turning into, again, experimentation places because prisoners want money and they're doing it on the QT. And we're starting to see that they're doing it in other countries. And this is what's coming out in the mainstream media. So now the mainstream media is reporting these things. You have to ask yourself, why now? Because there is the economic collapse game ready to happen. So they want us to be concentrated on, oh, isn't that terrible? They've been shooting up those Guatemalans with syphilis in their spine.
Yeah.
And over here, they're getting ready to implode the economy and go into hyperinflation.
And there's, you know, there's a lot that's going to be coming down on Big Pharma very soon. You know, nobody's going to trust them. They're going to be losing their biggest money maker there as people buy in the drugs and vaccines because nobody's going to trust them anymore. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to just say, okay, we're going to leave you high and dry now. Take away everybody's money, because who owns the pharmaceuticals? The banksters.
That's right.
And so that's really who it is behind this, is it's all about your money and your survival. It's a survival thing right now that you're playing, and
yeah,
that's the game.
Yeah, and I think what Dr. Len is talking about more than anything is that we cannot ignore the fact that we are in survival mode, but there is an adjective that can go with it that makes it more merciful and compassionate, and that is the art of decent survival. Now, decent survival is the kind of more proactive thinking about the realities of life in the future and working together so that it's not a thing where it's me against you, or you've got to suffer in order for me to survive. If we can get into the art of decent survival, then we're talking about those things that all human beings need in order to maintain the breath of life. And those things are very, very simple. Everything else after that, like I tell a lot of people, is the alternative to luxury. And that's what all we're dealing with now, is this mystique of luxury. The alternative to luxury is hell. It is not for me to spend my time in hell, nor is it in luxury. I want to be a part of decent survival, banding together to overcome the stupidity that has been foisted upon us in the 18th, 19th, and 20th century. But we have to stop. And so that's where we're at with it. And there are a lot of environmental Nazis out there, and sustainability is the word of the day. But you all look at the word maintainability. Is what you're doing and what you're thinking about for the future able to maintain it without much of a problem, whether it be your health or agriculture or economics? You need to answer these questions, and you need to make these decisions. Sherry, the Texas Agent Publishing, we're doing a lot of, want everybody to be looking at these books that Len has written, the earlier books,
right,
too, because that'll explain what's going on today, won't it?
Right. I mean, one of the major bestseller he had was Emerging Viruses, AIDS of the Bullet, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, and that, and really, I mean, he, by the angels and the creator, he was actually giving these documents, and they were secret documents. And in those documents, it was all the information that needed to go to the world, and that's why it was given to him. And this, it needed to get out to the world. Where did AIDS come from? And you can actually go on YouTube. There was there's a man that actually Dr. Horowitz had an encounter with. Was his name was Gallo, and he had this encounter with Gallo. And was it Joseph Gallo, honey? Robert Gallo. And Robert Gallo was the man who created AIDS. And this is the man that was behind creating it. But if you read the book, you'll find out all about how, you know, it was given to, it was gay men in New York City, and it was Africans, and it was through TB testing trials, like we talked about earlier, where they say, oh, come and get the trials, we'll give you some money. And, or it was just like, maybe in Africa it was a mandatory thing. Who knows? It could have been for people to go and get jobs. And so they had these trials, and through those trials, this is where AIDS was spread. And he has the documents to prove it. So if you haven't read that book, it's a very intellectual book, but it's a really good book. And it's definitely something that you can sink your teeth into and really get a lot of information out of. And then Death in the Air, which Dr. Horowitz is going to talk about tonight on Coast to Coast, and that also is going to cover the Denver mural at the Denver airport, which was actually a storybook tale of what's to happen of the New World Order. It gave you a step-by-step what was really going to happen, and you looked at it like part one, part two, part three, this is what's going to happen. And if you look at those murals, you can see really what they're planning. They never hide what they're planning. They always tell you what they're planning. I mean, even the Center for Disease Control, really, what does that mean? To me, it means the Center of Disease Creation, and I know a lot of other people agree with that. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can look at, and you can say, well, what they do is they give you the information. They tell you, Bill Gates told you we're going to create vaccines, which is something he loves, to destroy populations of people. Why would he give you that information? And so they're telling you what they're going to do. They always do, but you really have to listen.
Yeah. There's a correlation between history and American history and disease and cancer. And it goes back to the discovery of oil and the first oil well that was ever struck in Pennsylvania, Rockefeller. And then you get to Lucius Rockefeller, who was a pharmacist, and he put snake oil in, and they realized that if they put a little bit of this oil and had people drink it, they got better, but only for a moment. And then they die. So they realized that there was something in the oil because it also was giving men penis cancer that worked on the rigs. And so it was there that they started to look at the correlation between petroleum, crude oil, and cancer, or the diseases that they were seeing. And that's how by the early 1900s, Sloan Kettering and the whole put the money into it, the first president of Chicago University died prematurely of leukemia. So you look at all of these things and you say, my goodness, they were in it from the very beginning. And they knew that their product caused cancer. But in causing cancer, they also knew if they could get into the business of fighting cancer and looking for a cure, then they can make it, they can cure it, and they can just control us, not only in our money, but also in our health. It's a great story, folks, and I know it seems too good to be true, but the reality is you can look at the casualties. Heart disease and cancer are the number one and two killers in our society. And there's no cure coming up anytime soon, only maintenance.
I just want everybody to know out there that RJ is one of the few true historians I've met, and she really knows history from the true side of it. It's not what you learn in the schools that they wanted to teach you who discovered America and all the stuff that made, because history was actually written by the winners, those history books. But what happened to those people really that were the true winners, or the people that really discovered, the pioneers? And RJ's an expert on all of that. Who was behind those people? Because that's not what you're going to read in the school books. That's not what I read. And I mean, she has the real true history books that she's read, the ones that have actually been banned. And so, I mean, you can't even find those anywhere anymore. It is very rare, and she's actually read them all. So she's very, very well-versed in all of that. She has the most knowledge I've ever met on anybody in that stuff. So I really appreciate having her tell you guys about the history, about who is out there, who is behind that, where did it start, when did it start, and what was their agenda? Because it's not just now. It's not a contemporary thing. This is something that's been going on a really long time. So,
and they count on us forgetting. They count on us forgetting that we won't make the correlation between them, and we won't see.
Right. Well, they burn those books.
Yeah.
They've got, and you found those books, but they burn them. She found the last copy somewhere. Again, the creator gave her the last copy of this book. They didn't want anybody. They gave, I mean, RJ's probably the worst person to give that book to.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that, because I'm seeking out the truth about a lot of things. One of them is the JFK assassination, and I discovered on page 555 of Death of a President of Manchester that Aristotle Onassis, the richest man in the world, was in the White House that Sunday that the president had been shot. And I took that as a sign that this man was, we needed to investigate this man and to see. And then, boom, you move forward, and he marries Jacqueline. So one says, well, what does that got to do with the train going to Georgia? If you find that there's one faction of our society that has engineered all of the political coups, whether they be in South America, Central America, or here in the United States or Europe, and you can set them right down in history, then we as a country are letting people get away with murder. And as long as we allow these people to get away with murder, to look the other way, they will be free to murder us too. That's the conditions of life as it goes with the brainwashed society that we live in now. Break free, folks, through doing your, I mean, you know, the whole thing of this insight, you can't get insight unless you do your due diligence. You have to do that. And then God rewards you with the little, those little tidbits that you discover that just make your research just come together like the New York Times.
And I think such an interesting piece of information that everybody can kind of, you know, really look at, because you've all known George Bush. You've known George Bush Sr. You knew his son. Let's look at George Bush Sr. and, you know, how about his father? You know, these people weren't just around during George Bush's presidency. A lot of people just know George Bush as the president of the United States, but they don't really know how much he had his hands in all of the evil that was going on in the world. So this has been going on a long time. It's not something new. And that's the history that people need to know, is who is George Bush? Where did he come from before he became president? And what was he involved in?
What was his favorite movie?
Exactly.
It had to do with human hunting. It had to do with human hunting, and that's what he's into. He's into human hunting. He's into making humans the prey and chasing them down. He's into creating crisis only so he can manage it to his own benefit. And when people start uncovering that, then you'll understand why Germany has such a lock on us in terms of the pharmaceuticals, and why everything is moving over to China. Because
right.
The Republicans is loose press. Oh, for those of you who remember, for those of you in your 70s and 80s, go back and remember, so that you won't say, oh, these kids are crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. We do. We've been following the money. We've been following the people. And it's up to us to surround them with love and tell them to cease and desist and to create a better world, and then we'll let them go. But
Human hunting, yeah. I mean, that takes you right down to the path of the pedophiles that we uncovered. And that has been my passion for a very long time. I didn't know how that was going to work out with, you know, the research I did with Dr. Horowitz, but I mean, it just so happened that the people that were attacking him were involved in that ring of pedophiles.
Right.
So, I mean, they're all connected, the same disinformation agents that are out there in every alternative group, the 9/11 truth movement, the anti-vaccination movement, and all of the, you know, movements on this free speech democracy that we're trying to really get the message out to the people with. These people have infiltrated all of these peace movements, and here they are involved in this pedophile ring, major one of satanic, the Satanic Church and the Church of Set. So when that just took us right into doing the research on that.
And what's funny is that the people today who have benefited from that are Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and Nancy Pelosi by sitting on it to the point where they had to close the Presidio. I know a lot of people don't want to remember those kids, and they told those kids that they was lying, but those kids did see human sacrifice, and they were part of it, and they did identify Michael Aquino, and they could describe the house that he lived in, and still they were doubted. So we know that they're conditioning children of our future to be dissociative personalities and to not trust grown-ups. That makes for very good agent provocateurs. That makes for very good agent, period. And so maybe some of the people that we are dealing with are part of that whole thing, that some of them are the snatched children, the ones that grew up being taken care of by the orders, the holy orders, and there were many. I mean, it goes all the way back to Timothy McVeigh. I mean, when you think about what he was saying, and he was saying, I was deep undercover. Well, who could he have been working for that he had to turn away his family, had to act like he was anti-America and everything? Who was he working for? He was also a patsy. Every time you look, there's always a patsy.
And how did, and really there has to be another trigger man that gets away with it. So how do they determine that he's the patsy and the other trigger man gets away with it? How do you get that? How do you get the right to live? That was always my curiosity. What kind of favor did you have to do to be have the right to live while the other one has to get the electric chair? There's always a few. There's never just one alone in this, in these bombings, in these assassinations. There's always more than one.
Oh.
And they always blame one. They never blame more than one. They always blame one, except for 9/11, because there was a lot of different planes that went down. But if it wasn't for that, if it was just like one bombing Oklahoma City, they blamed one man and his partner.
It's always one man, even though it was multiple planes in the 911.
Muhammad Atta,
they
blamed him, right?
They always offer up one individual. This is their M.O. This is where it gets good. Because
Osama bin Laden, that's who they blame on,
yeah,
that one, right? They're
no,
still looking for him. Did we find
looking,
him?
They still looking. They sent everybody out of the country.
He's not alive anymore.
I don't have a clue. I just know Bush Sr. is, you know what I'm saying? And these people know how to live long lives because they're into oxygen therapy. They're into taking in oxygen the same way we're trying to get you to oxygenate your body with OxySilver and other supplements. That's what they're doing. They've got whole rooms where they can go into. They keep these men alive and feeling good by giving them the very things that we aren't allowed to have. That's what's so funny about it.
Exactly.
So they get to live to be 90 and 96 years old, being held up by the goodwill of the evil.
Speaking of oxygen, I know that there's a lot of people, even the dental field, Dr. Horowitz is a dentist previously, and there's people in the dental field that want to use oxygen to actually help people with their teeth and regenerate their the tooth, the bone, and do a lot of things where they don't have to use these harmful chemicals and do all these, put mercury in people's mouth. And so oxygen was definitely an alternative to that. Well, it's been banned. And so I remember going to a dentist and asking him about the oxygen, and his answer to me was, oh, yeah, if you want to go overseas and try and smuggle it back in a suitcase, good luck. And so that's the same stuff we're talking about, that these people have access to anytime they want. It's the same stuff they're suppressing from us, they're keeping from us, they're not letting us have that. So why are they keeping it? What's so important about it? That's where the life is. That's where all of the information on how we need to stay healthy. That's where we need to go with oxygen and water. It's all, the life is in the water, our life. We're, how many parts of our body are water? We are
80%.
Exactly. So we're all water, mostly water.
Off where you get below a certain amount, percentage, and death starts to occur. So
exactly.
It's one of the first things that happens. You can't live without water for a long time. You can live without food for a while, but you can't live without water.
And you can't live without the oxygen.
Oh, definitely.
So we have those two things that they're keeping from us. It's like they're poisoning our water, and they're not letting us have this oxygen care, which would be so beneficial to keeping us healthy and really kind of ridding everybody of taking these pharmaceuticals and these drugs, which is what we need to get off of. Because this is not the answer, people. Taking the drugs, taking the pharmaceuticals is not the answer. So we have about 7 minutes left. I wanted to just thank everybody for listening tonight. We're sorry Dr. Horowitz is going to be, wasn't on tonight, right now, but he's coming on at 7 p.m. So if you want to hear him on Coast to Coast, definitely recommend it. Go to coasttocoast.com and then click on the top, let me go there right now. I believe it's the stations, and it'll take you to a map. And then that map, you can click on your city anywhere you are, and that will, or you can go to healthyworldstore.com. I have a banner there. It'll take you right to the link. But I recommend you go to coasttocoast.com right now and check out what station he's going to be on, because he's going to be talking about some heavy stuff tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know RJ is too. We also, if you haven't gone to i528tunes, definitely go check it out. You can turn any music into powerful healing music, any music into medicine. And I think it's important that everybody understands that that's the way we're going. We're going to the frequencies. We're going to healing frequencies more so than we're going to pharmaceuticals, which is something that they fear. So the big pharma fears the 528 frequency more than anything else, because that's where all the healing lies, in the frequencies of the music. That's what can cure everybody. It can cause peace, ultimately peace on the planet. So if you haven't gone to i528tunes.com, go there. You can upload your music and then get it transposed into the 528 frequency. It doesn't matter what music it is. And also Healthy World Store. You can get the books on Healthy World Store, all Dr. Horowitz's books. There's also a lot of products. There's tuning forks. There's 528 tuning forks. There's tuning fork sets there with the whole entire perfect circle of sound in forks available. So if you haven't gone to Healthy World Store, go there. I want to thank Healthy World Affiliates for everything you're doing for us. And as far as everybody out there who's our partner, our affiliate, thank you so much for being our partner and our affiliate. Let's keep getting the word and the message out to the people. And Tetrahedron Publishing, which is going to be publishing more and more films. And also, RJ has a show, if you haven't tuned into it. It's We Are Change Hawaii. If you're located in Hawaii, what channel is that on, RJ?
Channel 53 on the cable access. But with the help of you, we're starting to get some of our episodes up on the YouTube.
Yes.
I'm a dinosaur when it comes to all of that. But we really do want to share some of the cutting-edge native healing aspects, and also what's going on with the Hawaiian Kingdom, because there is where you get true insight, is when you begin to study the ancient Hawaiian ways in which they cured and dealt with populations and with disease, which they couldn't really overcome with man coming there. But they have leaves and lomi lomi and all kinds of stuff. So I really invite people to investigate Native Hawaiian healing as an alternative to the Western concept of healing.
It's really, really great. And we're doing a lot of work with the Kingdom of Hawaii right now, trying to help them to restore what's rightfully theirs. People don't understand that they didn't want to be one of the 50 states.
No, they didn't
plan on it. And we just took that away from them. So we need to give it back to them. So we're trying to help them. Exactly. Help them restore their government, help them get the word out to the people that these people, they need to have their sovereignty. They need to have it. And that is theirs. It's rightfully theirs.
And when we fight for them, we fight for ourselves, because in the Hawaiian Kingdom, everyone is welcome. Everyone is a subject. You can't have dual citizenship. So what I've been saying to you all for a long time is the time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. The one I consciously am making is to be a part of that and to subject myself to the Hawaiian Kingdom, to become a better person in this planet, on this earth. That's the goal for me. Because when you study ancient Hawaiian history, you will see they had it together.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Nothing from us.
And they're so spiritual. I mean, the whole aloha spirit is something that, you know, they feel. A lot of the older kahunas feel that it's gotten lost in this Western culture.
Yeah.
We've come here and we've actually taken it from their children.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of tempted their children to move on to other places that is lacking that spirit. But I see that spirit in the older generation that really is so beautiful and so spiritual and so amazing and so accepting. And so if we can learn how to live like these people, and, the, you know, these people are not pretentious, they're not about the material world, they're definitely about knowing how to live off the land, sustainability, and also the love of the heart.
Yeah.
And the divine human communion with the heart. Even when they say hello to you, they greet you by touching forehead to forehead, nose to nose, to breathe each other's breath, the breath.
How I got this cold this weekend. Now, I think immune system breaks down. If you eat wide, you have to look at what you put into your body as to why you might end up being off balance, because that's what disease is all about. That's what colds and flus are all about, is being off balance. And like I said, I'm getting ready to get off of here and go take me another 3 capfuls of OxySilver so that I can get better, because I know it works. And I just want to say, It's been a pleasure to be able to share with everybody out there in radio land. I love BBS Radio. BBS. Nobody can copy them. And what we have now is an opportunity for Sherry to tell you good evening and anything last minute. And don't forget to what? Stay tuned for
Coast to Coast. And go to coasttocoast.com. Check out the stations at the top. Find out where it's going to be, what radio station is going to be playing in your area on, so you can listen to Dr. Horsey. It's going to be on there, I believe, for 3 hours. So definitely don't miss it. It's an amazing opportunity to actually hear him speak. And he is a brilliant speaker, that's for sure. So I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank all of our listeners. And I want to wish everybody a stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy, stay everything to sustain ourselves and just be in the spirit and know that the Creator loves you and that they're with the Creator, with for you, who can be against you. And that's what we believe. We believe that it's all about the faith. So keep the faith, people. We love you and stay tuned next week. We'll be back again. Coast to Coast, Dr. Horowitz will be on the same time. That's 6 p.m. Hawaii time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's 1 a.m. East Coast time. So, yes, so all you East Coasters out there, thank you for staying up late with us. All right, God bless you all. Bye.